Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll free 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, in an earlier podcast, we shared tips to help you with your younger children prepare for the upcoming school year. On this podcast, we thought we would share some tips for your college-age students, especially when it comes to insurance. Now, you can go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on to this podcast, just go into the upper right of the blog, type in College Student Tips 2023, and it'll bring you to the blog post associated with today's podcast with the tips that I'm going to be sharing with you today. Now, the first tip I have for you is vehicle or no vehicle. If your student is going away to college, the question comes up as to whether or not they will be bringing a vehicle with them. If they are bringing a vehicle with them, you need to inform your insurance agent and provide a garaging address of where the vehicle will be kept while away at school. Now, I know I'm pretty sure that these days a lot of first-year college students or freshmen aren't allowed to park a vehicle on most college campuses. So if your child is a first-year student and will be going away to school, most likely they won't be bringing a vehicle with them if they're going to be staying on campus. If they're staying off campus, obviously, more likely they would have a vehicle because they need to drive to class. If they're bringing a vehicle with them, you need to inform your insurance agent, let them know where the vehicle is going to be garaged, so that they can update the insurance policy accordingly. Now, if your student won't be bringing a vehicle, you could check with your insurance agent about a potential discount on your auto insurance. Many insurance companies give a discount if your student is away at college, since they have less opportunity to drive your vehicle. So there's less of an exposure of them driving your vehicles, so the insurance company wants to give it a little break on the pricing because, you know, they're only going to be, what, maybe four months out of the year, potentially, that they'll have access to one of your vehicles because they'll be at school the rest of the time. Now, one of our carriers does have it's either called a student away at college discount or student away at school discount, it's also called the distant student discount. There may be stipulations. One of my insurance carriers has a stipulation that they have to be a student at college 100 miles or more from your home. Less than 100 miles, there's a slight discount, but not as big as being at college 100 miles or more from your home. So check with your insurance agent to see if your student qualifies and what that discount would look like. Depending on the insurance company, the discount could be significant. Again, that college student is going to have less exposure to or less access to your vehicles, so therefore they won't be driving as much, and therefore the insurance company is going to give you a little bit of a break on that. The next tip I have for you is dorm or apartment. If your student is staying in a dormitory, usually the 10% personal property for additional occupied residence is plenty of coverage for what they are taking with them. So for example, if you have $100,000 in personal property coverage on your home insurance policy, they would have $10,000 in personal property coverage for when they move into the dorm. So 10% of the personal property coverage. So if we got $100,000 of personal property coverage on your home policy, 10% of that would be $10,000, which I think if they're moving into a dorm room, $10,000 should be more than enough than what they need. As far as what they're moving in, unless they've got, you know, Gucci sheets and, you know, gold-plated toothbrushes and stuff like that, you know, for a dorm room, $10,000 is more than enough for what they need. Now, if they're renting an apartment, however, it would be wiser to purchase a renter's insurance policy. Many apartment rental companies not only require an insurance policy, but they also request to be added to the policy as an interested party. Now, being an interested party on the renter's insurance, they would receive a copy of the insurance policy, and then they would also receive notification if the policy cancels. You know, they can't be added to your homeowners as an interested party. If they've got roommates, which I'm sure they do, they probably have, you know, 2 to 4, possibly 6 roommates if they're renting a house. It's really a good idea for them to have their own renter's insurance policy if they're renting, if they're renting a room in a house, or, you know, they're renting a house or a condo with other people off campus. So definitely look into getting a renter's policy if your student is going to be living off campus. The next tip I have for you is scheduled items. You should consider scheduling higher value items on your home insurance policy or on their renter's policy, such as computers and related equipment, cell phones, and musical instruments. These items are more likely to be stolen or have something happen to them while away at school. You may also want to check with your cell phone carrier and also credit card companies to see what coverage is available for cell phones or items purchased with the credit card. The college may also offer an equipment protection plan that can be purchased to cover items used at school. Now, you know, junior high and high school, they do offer, you know, because the students get, you know, laptops and iPads to use, there are equipment policies that you could purchase. I think it's like $50 a year. You know, for breakage or damage, and it would be fixed at no at least the first one would be fixed at no charge, and the next one you would have to pay like 25% of the cost, and the next time it would be 50% of the cost. You know, musical instruments, wherever you purchase your musical instrument, they may have a policy that you can purchase. But again, even the college may have a equipment plan. Protection plan that you can purchase to cover the items. So make sure you check with your college to see what they have to offer as far as that goes. The last tip I want to share with you is health insurance, and this is something that a lot of people don't think about. Check with your health insurance carrier to find out about coverage for your student while they're away at college. Call the 1-800 number and ask for information on in-network doctors and facilities in the area, or what coverage looks like for out-of-network doctors and facilities. It may be a good idea to look into a student health plan through the college. The cost could be inexpensive and take care of the minor medical items at the student health center, saving your health insurance plan for major medical issues. So yeah, definitely check into that. That's a lot of that's something that the insurance company, or that you don't think about when it comes to your student going away to school. You don't think about their health insurance coverage. Yeah, they're covered on your plan, but is your plan, what does your plan cover in the city or state that they're going away to college to? Is there a network in that area? You know, our plan here, we have Blue Cross, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield in Michigan. Now, if my son were to go to school in, say, Indiana, I would need to find out what that would look like as far as coverage. Most likely it's going to be out-of-network coverage because there isn't a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan health system in Indiana. But definitely you want to, before your child goes off to school, you definitely want to check with your health insurance carrier. Call that 1-800 number. Get information on, again, on possible in-network doctors or facilities around the college that they're going to, or again, what coverage looks like for out-of-network. And then, again, the college may have a student health plan that would cover the minor stuff, like if they've got a cold or, you know, if they've got a maybe a sprained ankle or something like that, something small that can be taken care of in their health center on campus. If they got something major, like if they broke their leg or something like that, obviously, you know, you have your personal health insurance that can help with that. Now, going away to college is exciting and a little scary, but the peace of mind that comes with making sure your student is covered insurance-wise is helpful at relieving some of that anxiety and that some of that anxiety and you know, make it a little bit less scary for you and for them when they go out to school. So, again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. Click on Let's Talk Insurance. That'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, upper right, just type in College Student Tips 2023, and I've got the tips that I've shared on today's podcast. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a wonderful week. And coming up soon, college students are getting prepared to go back to college. So I hope they're safe and I hope they do well. Until